Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Oh, I'm so happy that you're here. So this is episode number one, which is really exciting for me because I feel like this podcast has been a long time coming. It is definitely something I wish I would have done sooner, but you know, better late than never. but I'm so happy because I love to connect and I love to educate on everything diet culture, anti-diet, body positivity, and what best way right now to do it than podcast, right? I know a lot of my audience have told me, I've heard you, that podcast is the way to go. That is how you love to learn. And I hear you. I am that way too. I'm definitely a podcast addict. So I'm happy to finally bring you this platform where we can learn together from myself and from other experts on everything that has to do with healing our relationship to food and to our bodies so we can start living. And I find that always like funny when I say it, start living, because we are all living. But for those of you who have been dieting for years or feeling so uncomfortable in your body, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying when I say start living, because it doesn't feel like we are living when we are constantly dieting, when we are constantly trying to shrink our bodies and being so worried about how we look, how we eat, how we move. It just makes it really hard to live on purpose. So I'm really happy to bring you these conversations, and I hope you will gain value from them. So to start off the podcast, I was trying to think about what would be the number one episode. What if I could get you for a few minutes and talk to you? What would I first want you to know? Well, my friends, I have decided that we are going to start with a bang. Today, I wanted to talk about what is diet culture. So I wanted to clear up the confusion, fill in the blanks, and tell you more about this movement of being anti-diet and what the diet culture actually is, right? Because I feel like we talk a lot about what is diet culture, but it may seem, especially if you're new to this space, like, okay, but what does it mean? I know I used to feel like that when I heard other people talk about diet culture. I'm like, I know what a diet is, but what is the culture, right? Let's start by a quick definition. When we think of diet culture, it's really a system of belief that worships thinness and equates like our body to health and moral value, which means that it's really this strive to shrink our body, to look a certain way. It is very outward driven. It's a system of belief that promotes weight loss and shrinking your bodies in order to feel more valuable or gaining a higher status. It's a system of belief that demonizes certain foods or certain way of eating, right? While putting other foods, like our superfoods, on pedestal. So it creates a system where we become hyper-focused around food and ashamed of certain foods that we may have here and there. And it distracts us from things that actually matter. When we really think about it, it oppresses people who don't match up with that like perfect picture of what health is supposed to be. If you are not that ideal that diet culture has set for us, it acts as a system of oppression, because then all you do is spend your time trying to reach that ideal. And what's crazy about this is, in order to reach that ideal, you need to restrict your body so much of these great nutrients that actually takes away your energy, takes away your time, takes away experiences, because we get stuck in our own head, not allowing ourselves to live. And money. We spend so much money on diet culture. So diet culture, it doesn't mean just being on a diet, right? It's the whole system belief behind it. Because you'll have people who are no longer dieting or on their off cycle, because we know that diet often comes in cycles, but they still believe in a lot of the diet culture messaging. They still believe that in their current body, they are inadequate, right? That they still need to find a way to reach a perfect weight. So really, when we think of diet culture, what you need to think about is ways or beliefs that we tend to think that thinner bodies are better bodies. What it really comes down to is focusing all our time and efforts on shrinking our bodies, trying to reach this thin ideal with the hopes that at that weight, we will feel happier, we will feel better with ourselves, we will feel more valuable. It's staying obsessed with different foods and staying stuck in those beliefs that we are not good where we're at right now. It's so harmful when we are stuck in diet culture. And really, when you think about it, it's a very smart business model, because they create these diets knowing that 95% of diet fails. So let me just repeat that, because I say it a lot, but I think it's really important for that to like really sink in. 95% of diets fail. Like, that is ridiculous. When you think of it, like, there is nothing really in my life that I would do purposefully, knowing for a fact that 95% of people fail. Like, that is insane. So when we think of diet culture, like, the way I see it is that a very damaging but very smart business model. Because they have a product, which is diets, that people buy over and over and over again. And their customers are usually lifetime customers, because they know that the products that they are selling, diets, do not work. Actually, statistics show that 95% of these diets do not work. So they're selling you these products, these diets, with all the hopes, all the dreams that once you do this diet for X amount of time, that you will feel your best, you will reach your ideal body, you will feel happier than ever and live a long, happy life. This is the promise it gives you. However, knowing that for most people, that is not true. For 95% of people, they actually end up worse than they were when they first started, right? Either at the same weight, because they may have lost but then regain. Oftentimes will regain even more weight due to like metabolic damage and just the high cravings and all of that stuff that comes after dieting. But mentally, most people come out of dieting a lot worse. Feeling unworthy, feeling like a failure after trying these diets and seeing on social media or on the internet that all these other peoples have done these diets and been successful. So it was very isolating, and thinking that, why does it not work for me? And the issue is that we don't blame diets. We're never like, oh no, like this diet did not work. We blame ourselves. We think that, well, you know, while I was on it, it was working, and then I stopped, so therefore I suck and it didn't work. But really, the issue is that it was never sustainable to begin with. You would have never been able to sustain that over time. So you did not fail. The diet failed you. Over the years, we know like that the diet culture started way, way, way back, and it has evolved over time. There's always different like ideals of the body that a woman should be or that a man should be, and it changes over time. There's different fat diets that come up all the time, but it's always with that same goal of reaching that perfect body. right now in our current environment, the biggest diet is the one that we call the wellness diet. So that that encompasses like clean eating, detoxes, cleanses, elimination diet, eating for your gut, or any other thing that kind of promises you that, oh, this is just for your health though, right? And the diet kind of tries to hide behind it, being like, oh, yeah, you may lose weight, but this is just for your health. This is like a mindful weight loss. This is how we're like slowly going to do it so you will lose weight. But at the end of the day, it is still a diet. It is still emphasizes that your body today is not okay, that your body today needs to be fixed, needs to be changed. And there's usually some foods that are demonized or some foods that are like, you know what, these are just like no-goes. They are the worst for you or whatever the case might be. And then, of course, the opposite of these superfoods that now you need to have at every meal. So what's really crazy about the diet culture is that it is a system of belief that our society has adopted, right? Our society praises those type of disordered eating and those like thinness ideal, which makes it even harder when you're trying to break the cycle, when you're trying to walk away from diet culture, to really let go and allow yourself to just be, because we live in a dieting culture. It is accepted as normal and almost weird if you don't, right? I don't know for you, but there was so many different people who just always talk about what they're eating and how they look and how much they need to lose weight. It is normalized in our society to have body goals. But when we are healing our relationship with food and our body, it is so important to, one, understand what diet culture is really, understand all the sneaky way it tends to come back, but also understanding that it is not the only way. And I think that is really my message for this podcast is, you know, understanding what it is and all the lies and the hopes that it gives us that really never come to be, and that there is another way, that you don't need to live in the cycle. You don't need to live waiting for your body to be this perfect size for you to enjoy life, right? We can start living today. So if you're thinking of like, okay, cool, like this is all well and said and done, like I understand what diet culture is, however, like this is difficult for me and I don't know how to let go. Well, here's a quick tip for you. My first tip is to notice. Notice your thoughts. Notice your own beliefs. I bet that a lot of them have now become subconscious, that you're not even aware that you're having on a daily basis. So write down your thoughts. Be super aware of how you're talking to yourself and how you're talking to others. This will be the first step in starting to let go of those beliefs. A second step is to get support. The reason why this is so important is because, like I said, we live in a society that praises disordered eating, which means that in order to let go, it's so important to find your new tribe. Find people that are like-minded that can support you as we let go of these beliefs. Because it's hard. Like, changing our belief is hard work. And it's even harder when we have this society that really believes in diets and really has these, like, ingrained messaging. So finding support, finding someone you can connect with or a group you can connect with is so, so, so important. My friends, I hope this helped you a little bit, shed a light on what is diet culture, give you a better idea of what diet culture is, and start to reflect upon yourself, your own beliefs, things you say to yourself, maybe say to others, to start figuring out how you can let go of the diet mentality and diet culture. If you need help with this, I'm always here for you. On that note, my friends, I hoped you liked this first podcast. This was great to have these conversations. You can expect more of these types of conversation about educating yourself on what it means to heal a relationship with food in your body and give you actionable tips on how to do so. If you like this podcast, please, please, please give me a thumbs up and a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. It's greatly appreciated, and I will catch you in the next one.